You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kane and Bucks. Can't stop
addicting. Turned it over. Brayshaw's kick was not very good.
The lights have gone out.
The lights are gone.
Oh, my word. Darkness has enveloped the Gabba. Oh, is Peter Volandis here? Has he cut the cord?
Terrific call from the AFL Nation commentary team led by Jared Waitley. 69-minute final quarter at the Gabba on Friday night. The power outage, of course, which has been well discussed, saw two light towers lose power, halting play with 12 minutes to go in the game. It resumed approximately 40 minutes later. Let's have a listen to the AFL GM of Competition and Management. There's a title. Laura Kane spoke the following day.
It rolled out perfectly, if you could say that. But yes, exactly as we imagined through our protocols. Like I said, it's not the first time we've had something happen. And to be honest, after a couple of years of COVID, I think we're as flexible as we've ever been and we're able to navigate the situation quite well. So we will debrief, but I was really pleased with how last night rolled out.
That was the AFL's version. Here was Chris Fagan speaking on Crunch Time on Saturday morning.
My feeling post it was way too long. And the other thing that happened also was that we were told to stay in the rooms, and then we found out that sort of Melbourne had been out on the ground 5 or so minutes before we got out there warming up. So that was a little bit of an unfair advantage, I thought. I think the rule is an hour. I think an hour is too long. I think if a game can't be reconvened in 30 minutes, then probably, especially if it's in the dying stages, then the game should be finalised and the result stands.
If it gets to a certain point in the game, be that after halftime, and something unforeseen happens like that, be it an earthquake or bad weather or lights go out, shouldn't just be the team that's in the lead gets the win?
Yeah, well, if any result looked like it was done.
That one
was done. But I made the comment, I said, well, I would just call it because the percentage is somewhat set. It's not going to change too much. And then, 12 minutes later, Brisbane have had 13% shaved off that, off that result into, what will become their percentage at the end of the year. But that was what we saw was stark, wasn't it? Like, it probably said, for me, it said a fair bit about Melbourne's lack of intensity prior to that. Mm. And they came out and said it had a real crack at it. But then it also, as Chris Fagan alluded to, Brisbane felt like they didn't get all the information to get himself prepped up for that last 12 minutes. It's a bizarre situation. But I actually thought, broadcasting it was weird. The rules are there. It's not as if when you get to a situation like that, you don't want to just be making it up. So the rules are there for a reason. Mm. Now, if the rules aren't right, then adjust them. But to say you've got 60 minutes to finish the game, that's fair enough. The fact it was a night game, it was only 9:45 in Brisbane, even though it was 10:45 in Melbourne. So it wasn't late up there. And you're really thinking about the spectators as much as you're thinking about that are actually at the venue as much as anyone. And then the communication of the same. So the AFL had made the rules. They followed it through. I thought it was done relatively effectively.
Have your say on that. Join in the conversation, 1300 736 736.